The state of California is asking federal regulators to void billions of dollars worth of long-term power contracts, alleging that the prices charged in those contracts are unjustifiably high. The state is asking power suppliers to voluntarily renegotiate the deals. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
California signed the bulk of its long-term power contracts last spring, when electricity on the daily market was selling for a whopping $300 per megawatt hour. At the time, locking in a price of, say, $70 seemed like a bargain, especially if it helped to keep the lights on. But since then, the price of a megawatt hour has fallen to around $30. And General Counsel Gary Cohen of the state's Public Utilities Commission says California wants out of the deals.
The state basically had the worst possible environment in which to be negotiating long-term contracts. And so it's our belief that these contracts are overpriced by somewhere in the range between $17 and $21 billion.
Of course, plenty of people sign contracts they later regret. To get off the hook, California must show it got not just a bad bargain, but an unlawful one. Cohen argues that electricity sellers illegally manipulated the market, for example, withholding power in order to drive up the price.
What we're saying is that for all of those reasons, and the threat of blackouts that were occurring simply because people were not willing to sell power that was available to them, these contracts were negotiated in an environment where it was impossible for the state to get prices that were just and reasonable, and therefore these contracts are illegal as a matter of federal law.
Governor Gray Davis points to allegations of market manipulation by the Enron Corporation, although none of the state's long-term contracts is with the bankrupt energy trader. In all, the state is asking the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to strike down contracts with 22 sellers, including a 10-year deal with San Diego-based Sempra Energy. California complains prices in that contract for this summer are more than three times what they should be. But Sempra spokesman Doug Klein says the company stands behind the deal.
We actually welcome FERC or any other regulators to take a look at our contract because it's one of the lowest cost, if not the lowest cost, contract in the state's portfolio.
There's no timeline for regulators' review, but the state hopes simply the threat that contracts will be voided will force power companies to renegotiate, this time from a less powerful position than the companies were in last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.